8:19 on Connect FM, your morning connection for a Wednesday. And every other Wednesday morning, we get to have a midweek chat with Shirley DeRouge, the executive director of Downtown DuBois Inc. And Shirley has joined us this morning live in the studio. Good morning, Shirley.
Good morning, Dan. How are you?
I'm doing well. I hope that you are as well. We were just talking about a little earlier here that it's one of those midweeks where it's kind of like, whoa, what's going on here?
Yes, definitely. It's
summer is over, right?
Summer is over. You're back into the schedule of fall and kids and schedules, and it's just... And it's catching up to me, though. I can feel it.
Well, let's turn the corner and let's get over the hump, which is what we're supposed to do on Wednesdays, and talk about some of the exciting things that are coming up in Downtown DuBois. And the first thing we want to chat about here, Shirley, is the Grapes and Hops Tour, an annual event. It's always big and fun and exciting, and it's just 10 days away.
I know. It feels like it just... came swooping in really fast. Yes, Grapes and Hops next Saturday, September 21st, from 4 till 8. Check-in begins at 3:30. This year, we have a wide variety of wineries and distilleries, like every year, and a large participation amongst our downtown businesses hosting the various wineries and distilleries. This year, we have... boosted our VIP event. Okay. Lindsay Bernardo with the Brady Street Collective is hosting that, and she has been busy putting together some special foods and drinks arrangements for those that are participating in that portion of it as well.
Great. Now, if people want to get tickets, they still have time to do so. And how do they do so?
Yes. We have listed on our Facebook page, Instagram, the link to Eventbrite to purchase your tickets. And I believe Linda Crandall has some paper ones, like if people want to stop in and buy an actual ticket.
Great.
But all of that is online. It's on our Facebook page, and it'll be up through the day of.
Well, super. Also online, I'm sure, is the link to the community perception survey. That's still going on. So if people are saying, I forgot to fill that out, and we heard you talking about it 2 weeks ago, there's still some time.
There is still some time. Pennsylvania Downtown Center, for us to receive our redesignation, part of it is doing this perception survey. I apologize.
Not easy to say.
No, especially as I'm feeling this morning. But we need a certain quantity of responses, and unfortunately, we have not achieved what they would like to see. So we are asking everyone, and this is not just for downtown businesses. This isn't just for residents of the city. It's anybody that visits or shops or comes downtown at any point throughout their day. We want your input. It will help us develop a five-year strategic plan on what needs to be done and achieved over the next 5 years to make improvements based off of your input, what you would like to see.
And, it is what it's called. It's a perception survey. So if you ever venture into downtown DuBois, which I think probably 100% of the people listening do, make sure you check that out and participate. And one last thing here, Shirley, on this midweek chat, we want to talk about the light posts along West Long Avenue. I'm starting to see some decorations out there. What's that all about?
Yes, this year we decided to try having the community come together and participate in a scarecrow decorating contest of the light posts on West Long Avenue. And we had enough participants to take up the entire first block from Brady Street to High Street. And all this week, all of those that turned in their forms and registration fees and that, they are to be decorating, and they're supposed to be done by September 15th.
Okay.
And then at that point, we will put out QR codes for voting and online voting, and you will be able to vote until October 20th. So, and then with that, We will announce the winners at the Sunny 106 Halloween Parade.
Yeah.
But everybody's having fun. A lot of people are enjoying it, had a lot of positive response to us hosting this, and we're hoping that it makes others want to participate. So next year it's even bigger and we can extend it further down.
Yeah. It's a super idea. Yes. And Connect FM and Sunny 106 are glad to be participating along with Downtown Yes. Dubois Inc. So if you haven't seen them yet, make sure you check out the scarecrows, the decorated light posts in Downtown Dubois again on West Long Avenue in that one block area. And we're looking forward to seeing what people will come up with, and looking forward to the judging results as well.
Yes.
All right. Shirley DeRouge from Downtown Dubois Inc. with us once again for a midweek chat. Thanks so much, Shirley. I hope you have a great rest of the week.
Thank you. You too.